Our next speaker is Brittany Parks, and the title of her presentation is The Impact of Mixed and Single Species Grazing on Soil Hydraulic Properties and Selected Grassland Characteristics.
Thank you for the introduction. I will begin with my introduction. Grasslands aid in nutrient cycling, building of soil organic matter, providing forage for livestock, and providing recreational as well as aesthetic benefits. There are many different types of food production systems, such as cash crops or plantations, but for this I will specifically concentrate on livestock production in respect to grazing systems. I will be examining two types of grazing systems, a mixed species grazing system as well as a single species grazing system. The mixed grazing system is a concurrent rotational in which both species of the animals are on the paddock at the same time in a rotational fashion, and a single grazing system just in a rotational fashion. Here we can see how the cattle and the sheep are grazing together, and here the cattle are grazing alone. Forages are an important component in grazing management systems in terms of forage availability, forage quality, and forage species. The availability, quality, and species can be determined by grazing management and by weather. And weather variables such as solar radiation, rainfall, and temperature determine the forage production to support livestock and grasslands. Soil determines the nutrients, water, and physical media to support forage production in grasslands. Some of these that I will be looking at are soil bulk density, texture, aggregate stability, and saturated hydraulic conductivity. Typical grassland surface soil characteristics are low bulk density, structured soils, high organic matter content, large macropores, and high porosity. The larger the aggregates, the higher the soil volume and expected infiltration rate, and high saturated hydraulic conductivity. So the soil properties that can relate to grazing land sustainability, as I mentioned before, are texture and soil structure and structural stability, which are measured by aggregate size distribution, organic matter content, and cementing agents. These factors can determine soil water movement and retention properties such as infiltration. Vegetation and soil have a relationship in which vegetation helps to protect the soil from degradation and provides forage and livestock production systems. Vegetation helps protection from raindrop impact, interception of the water volume. It helps to hold soil particles together. It increases soil porosity and capacity for water absorption, as well as increasing water holding capacity. A foundation of vegetative cover is necessary to reduce erosion. Grasslands are diverse. Root systems affect hydraulic properties and porosity depending on type, density, age, and other characteristics such as root exudates, which are water repellent. Large roots can create large pores which can move water more quickly, and large leaf area indices provide protection from raindrops and can influence the way water infiltrates the soil. Grazing impacts many aspects of the ecosystem, therefore stressing the importance of good soil, plant, and animal management practices, which is vital to promote and assure sustainability. The objectives of this was to measure selected soil properties and vegetative characteristics as they are impacted by the grazing systems. My hypothesis is that a mixed grazing system will affect the soil structure, runoff, and vegetation differently than a single species grazing system. So my materials and methods. This experiment takes place at West Virginia University Reidsville Farm, located here in West Virginia, in Preston County. The average annual snowfall is 190 centimeters, The average annual precipitation is 127 centimeters, with extreme temperatures from 35 degrees Celsius to negative 31 degrees Celsius. This grazing experiment was established in 2009 with 6-acre fields divided into 6 paddocks. 3 paddocks are designated for the mixed species system, and 3 paddocks are dedicated to the single species system. In spring and summer, all plots are grazed. In fall, the animals are removed, and in the winter, all the plots are grazed by the cattle. This is a soils map. The specific location of the experiment is right here, and this soil is a fine loam. So the vegetation characteristics measured are botanical composition and herbage mass. Botanical composition is measured by separation methods, and herbage mass is measured by height measurements, specifically but with the falling plate. Some soil variables that are measured are bulk density, soil structure, and soil texture. Bulk density was sampled with the Ulen sampler, which is a hand-driven, intact core sample. The soil texture was determined with the texture pipette method, and the soil structure was determined with wet and dry aggregate stability methods. The runoff and infiltration was determined with erosion plots, and here you can see the collection tube, and there is a bag that goes under here that to collect the runoff. And here we can see 2 of the plots. This one is a non-excluded plot in which the animals are allowed to walk and trample on top of the plot. And this is an excluded one in which the animals are not allowed to walk on the plot. And saturated hydraulic conductivity is measured with the wooding infiltrometer. So results. Here we can see the botanical composition from 2009. The green is the single species and the purple is the mixed. Based on the same weight of sample, you can see the legumes have a smaller mass in the mixed species grazing system than in the single species grazing system, and this could be attributed to the presence of the sheep. And here, this is the herbage mass per month averaged over 3 years. Here we can see this is what is left in the field after the animals have finished grazing. This is dry and wet aggregate stability. On the x-axis, we have the laboratory methods, and on the y-axis, we have the mean weight diameter in millimeters. And here we can see that the single species grazing system exhibits a higher mean weight diameter. They have larger aggregates than the mixed species grazing system. And we can also see that the single is it's a very small difference, but there is. And we can see that the single has less stability towards wet erosive erosion forces. And so this is the relationship between the trend between bulk density and dry aggregate stability. We have bulk density on the x-axis and dry aggregate size on the y-axis. And you can see that there is with an increase in bulk density, there is an increase in the aggregate size. And this could be contributed to large aggregates being closely packed together on top of the animals being on top of the soil, which can create a higher bulk density. Okay, the average runoff between treatments. The single exhibits, these are the grazing systems on the x-axis, and on the y-axis we have the average runoff. And the single species system exhibits a lower average runoff than the mixed species. And this is the relationship between average runoff and saturated hydraulic conductivity. The saturated hydraulic conductivity on the x-axis and the average runoff on the y-axis. And here we can see that As the saturated hydraulic conductivity increases, there's more infiltration and less runoff. Okay, in conclusion, botanical composition was statistically significant difference in legume content between single and mixed species grazing treatments. Single species grazing exhibited a higher legume content and lower dead material than the mixed species system. Exclusion plots exhibited a higher dead material content. Herbage mass, there was a trend for higher herbage mass in the single species grazing system, although these differences were not statistically significant. The bulk density was higher in the mixed species grazing, however, these also were not significant. Runoff was higher for the mixed species grazing system, and there was a trend observed with the saturated hydraulic conductivity. As the saturated hydraulic conductivity increased, the runoff decreased. So, to increase the sustainability of a grassland, key variables should be monitored when considering the grazing management. Animal species can have an effect on legume content in the sward, and there is a trend suggesting that animal species can also have an effect on runoff produced. And here are my references. I would like to acknowledge Dr. Eugenia Pena and Dr. Domingo Mata, as well as the Soil Physics Lab at West Virginia University. Any questions? Yes. My hypothesis for that was for the mixed species grazing having a higher runoff was because there were differences in what the animals were selecting as far as vegetation. And so there, I expected to see less vegetation or forages in the mixed species grazing system as compared to the single. Between herbage mass?
Yeah.
No, there was not. But yes. Yes.
On what basis did you decide on the equivalency of sheep and cattle relative to your stocking rate?
It was not based on the weight of the animals. It was actually based on what the animals eat. So based on how much they remove from the sward, it was equivalent to 6 sheep removed about the same as 1 cattle.
One more quick question?
Yes.
Your measurements there for the forage mass, was that total mass? Or did you also measure residual mass after the grazing was done in each paddock?
Actually, yes. The last July is when the animals were moved out, and so that was the residual.
Okay, thank you.